I came through the clothesline maze of childhood in basketball shoes. Up from the cracked cement of sidewalks. Long hair blowing in the breeze from barber college haircuts. I moved into the country. Knowing love better than long division. Checking out with women twice my age, we acted out our own French postcards. Dr. Jekyll in the schoolyard. Mr. Hyde behind the barn. After school, the trains, their whistles known by heart. Pennies flattened on a rail, and dresser drawers with matchbooks from every northern town, thrown by people who never waved back. I knew the UP right-of-way so well that candy dancers called me Towhead till they learned my name. And engineers would sometimes whistle down the scale on seeing my arm raised. Baseball's just a sissy game. To anyone who's waved at passing trains. You learn from hobos the art of catching trains. Locomotives slow at trestles and whistle stops to hook the mail. Diving to an open boxcar, you lie there till your breath comes back. Then standing in the doorway, you're the king. As crowns of hills and towns go by, and nighttime eats the summer up, spits the stars across the sky. How did I come to know so many lonesome cities, with only pennies in my pockets? I smiled a lot, and rode a lot of trains, and got to know conductors and railroad bulls by name. From Alamo to Naples is a ride that took me nearly 20 years. But here I am. My cardboard suitcase traded in for leather. Now a traveler under the gray-black winter sky, moving down the mountain by torchlight, I've come to find a gathering of eagles. Not for the sake of mingling with the great birds, but only to justify 1,000 streets walked end to end, 10,000 evenings spent listening to the small sounds of the night, in station after station. Not every town in Switzerland has a golden gondelbahn. But there are other ways to climb the hills and reach the lonesome cities of the world. Riding friendly bodies, you can inch your way to heaven, let alone the far side of the room. And who deny that brushing elbows in certain streets is not produced for every man? At least one vision of it matters. For me, old habits don't break easily. I wait for trains. Sometimes I feel I've always been just passing through, on my way away or toward, shouting hallelujahs in an unseen choir, or whispering fados down beneath my breath, waiting for an echo, not an answer. Everybody has the answers, or they'll make them up for you. Just once, I'd like to hear a brand new question. What about the trains you ride? Do they go fast or slow? Would I recognize your face clacking past the poplar trees if I were stationed on some hill? If I did, I'd know you by the look of nothing in your eyes, the kindred look that travelers have, the one that says a tentative hello. If while riding down the rails you see a boy in overalls along the railroad right-of-way, wave as you go by. signal with a frown you two are going down the same road. Small boys need encouragement. The freight trains in their minds will only take them just so far. Be kind. For small boys need to grow.